www.thebeatles.com.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Steve Bakken. How you doing today?
I'm fantastic.
I'm kind of in a mood today.
You're in a mood?
I'm in a mood.
What does that mean, to be in a mood?
I'm not sure. I'm kind of a little ornery or something. I didn't get much sleep last night for some
reason.
You're
ornery. You're ornery.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of a little wound up today. I don't know why.
We better get to the with the callers quick then, by golly, and what's on your mind? This is the program where you talk and we listen. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. You honor us when it's in your speed dial. Or you follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. And you can do all that nice and easy from the website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. With Steve Bakken, and I am Scott Hannum. This is What's On Your Mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire Bismarck, beaming to AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo and 910 KCJB in Minot. And KTGO in Tioga, KLTC in Dickinson. And by the way, enjoy the weather now, because everywhere I look, it doesn't look so good for the Memorial Day weekend. A lot of showers and thunder showers in the forecast. So enjoy the sunshine soaking up now. We'll tell you more about the weather as we go head into the Memorial Day weekend. But
a little breezy today. We got a wind warning in southwestern North Dakota. I'll tell you about that in a little bit as well.
We have Governor Jack Dalrymple who will join us at the bottom of this hour. He was touring the flooded areas of northeast North Dakota yesterday. Next hour, Doyle Johannes, who's the a farmer from up by Underwood and Farm Bureau president in North Dakota, going to talk about the Farm Bill debate, some things they'd like to see happen with the Farm Bill in Congress. We'll also ask him about the late planting season with the wet conditions and more rain in May and how things are looking for growers. And then we'll talk with the brand-new Department of Transportation Director, Grant Levi. He's got a big job because there's a lot of infrastructure needs in North Dakota. We'll be doing that at 10:30. So a few guests to take your calls, questions, and comments, but we're more interested in what's on your mind. Big day in our house because we have a graduate today. Steve. Why are you laughing?
What grade is that?
It is a middle school graduate going from 8th to 9th. So, yeah.
So that's a big graduation, huh?
It is. You know,
you get a cake and everything, or
no cake. There's a mass. There's a mass today.
Big
to celebrate.
To do.
There's not like diplomas and stuff like that. But there's a there's a recognition of an accomplishment of and they have these for elementary school too. You sound a little skeptical on the whole graduation thing.
Well, I'm a little don't ask me why I got wound up on this earlier this morning, but I. You know,
Your ornery thing? Is this your ornery deal again?
Yeah, it's one of them. It is. It's one of them. The whole thing with
should there not be an elementary and middle school graduation?
Kids are being coddled today. I threw it out there. Kids are being coddled today. There's a sense of entitlement. Kids need to learn some life lessons, buck up, and not get accolades all the time for what you're supposed to do, let alone what you're expected to do.
I agree with
school.
That.
It's your job. Why should you get extra? It goes into that same ilk of like the whole soccer parent thing where kids shouldn't win or lose because it's a bad example. And they should all get a trophy. You graduated and moved on to the next grade. Good for you. Until you get out of high school, I don't care.
I agree with you on the line share of what you're saying, but I do think when you finish elementary school or you finish middle school, there should be some recognition of that accomplishment, and you're on to the big enchilada high school and ultimately the bigger enchilada of college. Those are where it really belongs.
Here's a card. We'll take you out to dinner. Good for you.
800-228-0550. Is Steve right? Are these graduations from elementary school and middle school a sign that kids are being coddled today, or do you think they're appropriate recognition of an accomplishment? You can settle that debate. Meanwhile,
I think it's a bigger microcosm.
We'll stop talking. Okay. Robert, let's get you in here. He wants to talk about
gun control. I told you I'm wound up today.
What's on your mind, Robert? Take it away.
Well, gentlemen, great show. Congratulations. I want to notify you we have made more history. National Talk Radio picking up our exact phrases and talking points on the gun control issue and more. So thank you.
And what were those exact points?
Yeah, well, give an example. It's hard to list, and it was just, I listened to them all, even the progressive shows, the liberal shows, and they picked up on it like bam, bingo, like it was new, fresh, fresh ammo, and it was so powerful that I can't tell you how much I thank you and the guys for your new show and format. It is tremendous. I want to thank someone else, too, very special, to the national media. They've relayed my Pulitzer Prize notification in secret and code, and I now know why, as even national media is under attack by the administration. And I want to make special thanks to an incredibly kind national figure who donated a house and $1 million in cash for myself and future wife. I did have to decline, however, this kindness, not taking a penny, learning I was to be set up for death in the Witness Protection Program. This is true, given to the FBI and Congress. I want everyone to know, whether you're Republican, Democrat, black or white, man or woman, this great kindness to me was from Mr. Rush Limbaugh. We do not agree on everything, but I am eternally grateful to him, as you do not ask the person who pulls you out of a burning car on the freeway after a crash about their politics. You are always grateful to them for helping to save your life. But I want everyone to know we need a help. We need to help a veteran in trouble. I am being held illegally in poverty and abuse and attack and deadly danger to this moment. We ask all who seek justice to call, write, email, and text this five-word phrase to the Congress and the White House. And it is, please pay the farm boy. Do not change a word. Again, please pay the farm boy. I ask this before my destroyed family and I are left to die without heirs, wife, child, or hope. Congress has appropriated the money, and it has been illegally withheld. I thank you so much, gentlemen.
All right, thank you, I think,
yeah,
Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
I think we are thanking him. I'm not sure. Please pay the farm boy? Is that what we're supposed to text? And did Rush Limbaugh offer him $1 million?
Farm bill. I don't, he went in a couple different directions with that, so...
Yes, he did. 800-228-0550. Maybe we should get back to our graduation battle here rather than paying the farm boy. Anyway, tell us what's on your mind today on the program. 701-258-0550. Are you Are you pinching pennies because of the Memorial Day holiday? Are you going to shorten your are you going to do one of those staycations? Have you heard about one of those staycations? Speaking of the national media, they loved these stories. When you get close to a holiday and you have gas prices spiking, which they are right now, they start doing stories about staycations. You know what a staycation is?
That's when you stay at home and pretend you're on vacation.
Kind of, yeah. I think so. Find something fun. Maybe like...
I'm still trying to figure out how to get a palm tree, a full-size palm tree with coconuts in my front yard.
Or how about this? How about find a Memorial Day celebration at home? Go to a cemetery and join veterans and remembering the fallen heroes. That'd be a nice thing to do, wouldn't it?
I learned last year, because I was in Bismarck last Memorial weekend, they actually have some great events with the state cemetery over south of Mandan. So usually a pretty big to-do over there.
And that's at 12 noon, North Dakota Veterans Ceremony Cemetery, a ceremony at the cemetery, easy for me to say, in south of Mandan. And Colonel Robert Becklin, who's the Chief of Staff for the Air Joint Force Headquarters for the North Dakota National Guard, will be there. And Sergeant, Staff Sergeant Clinton Ramesha of Minot. Remember, he's a Medal of Honor recipient. Will be there as well. So that's a really neat deal. Hope you take that in. But that's a good example, I think, of a staycation that would sort of make some sense. Larry, you're next on the program we call What's on Your Mind. You want to settle the grad debate between Steve and I?
Tell Bakken to lighten up. Were they coddling us back in 1964 when I had eighth grade graduation?
1964.
I wasn't there, Larry. Were they? What did you do for your eighth grade graduation in 1964?
I don't even remember. But tell you what, it goes back to the days when sometimes people were lucky to get an eighth grade education, and it was celebrated. It's just tradition. You know, like fireworks on the 4th of July.
Larry, tell me this. Do you think that you should celebrate every minor accomplishment through life for these kids?
I'm looking at big. Getting to eighth grade is not a minor accomplishment. I know a lot of people that were just darn lucky to get through it.
Here's where I would agree with you, Steve. If we're having a celebration every time they pass a test, yes, this is a passage of from elementary school to middle school, or from middle school to high school, and again, it's not to the degree that we have parties and, you know, people are over at the house and you're sending out graduation notices and anything like that. That's reserved for high school and college.
Well, that'll be next, though.
I'm with Larry on this one. It's a big deal. You're going on to the next. You're going on to the next level.
You're a kid. You're in school. You did what you're supposed to do. Get good grades and pass.
I think
that's
Larry's point was
like your job as a kid.
Isn't that what
you
said, Larry?
What's wrong with tradition? Maybe we should ban fireworks on the 4th of July now, too.
Careful, somebody might try.
Maybe we should ban Memorial Day celebrations.
I'm just saying, Larry, it's kind of a microcosm of society.
What's wrong with tradition?
There you go.
There's some that are better than others.
All right, settle this one. Larry, thanks. I'm putting one in my column. 800-228-0550. You tell us what's on your mind. Governor Jack Dalrymple later on flooding at Northeast North Dakota, keeping tabs on that and much more. With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. Your call's welcome. 800-228-0550.
What's on your mind? With Steve Bach and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, friends, it's Scott Hannon here to tell you about one of my favorite places in the world. We're talking about Chase on the Lake Resort, one of the premier resorts in Minnesota, on the third biggest lake in Minnesota. Some great walleye fishing. That's Leech Lake, located in a sleepy little Norman Rockwell-like community, Walker, Minnesota. What's not to love? Hey, it gets better. This fabulous resort with everything from three-bedroom condos on down to beautiful, beautiful rooms in their lodge, $69 a night, any room, any night, now till May 23rd, if you use the promo code SCOTT. Go to chaseonthelake.com. You can take a tour. You'll see the restaurant, the bar, the Comprador Aveda Spa. You'll see these facilities, the lodging. It is absolutely incredible. And if you go to ChaseCondosales.com, you can own a piece of the Chase starting at $150,000. No mowing. None of the hassles. They'll fill the boat with gas. They'll put the dock out. ChaseCondosales.com. It starts at $150,000. Check it all out. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lickie Homes, inviting you to a Lickie Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lickie Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lickie Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lickie Homes has a finance package for you.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Gloria and Garrison was all set to talk about whether or not we had to give kids accolades, and now Gloria's phone dropped out. So, Gloria, call back. She must have got a call from a more important person than Steve or I, but Jim and Minot's here to tell us what's on his mind. Jim and Minot, you're next, and Gloria and Garrison, you call back. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Hello, Jim. Welcome to What's on Your Mind.
Hi there. How y'all doing?
Great, sir.
Good, Jim.
Hey, I'd like to talk about, you know, how happy we are all supposed to be about having all this oil in North Dakota. I live in Minot, and all it's done for us is our prices have gone sky high. Our traffic has gone crazy. They're killing people right and left on the roads. We had one killed on the west edge of Minot the other day and two by Carpio the other day. And everything has just gone sky high between rent, groceries, gas, everything. But we're supposed to be happy about this. I don't understand what we are supposed to be happy about.
Who's suggesting you should be happy?
The governor, for one. Ask him about it when you have him on. They're all so happy we have all this oil in North Dakota and all these people coming in, but it is not doing a thing for us common, ordinary, everyday people. It's costing us way more money than it ever should.
So it's more of a quality of life issue.
Well, quality of life and just plain sick of it, to be real honest with you.
Yeah, I think the frustration you're voicing is something you hear from a lot of people. I don't think anybody suggests that this boom comes without challenges. And the challenges are, you know, sort of smoothing out the rough edges when you talk about price spikes in the cost of housing as an example, or, you know, but when you have more grocery stores being built and you have more apartments being built and more homes being built, ultimately that levels out and the investment that comes from oil and gas ends up benefiting a whole lot of, generations of folks. I mean, the alternative is to go back to, you know, tumbleweeds. Now we have trucks and probably some would argue too many trucks. Would you rather have tumbleweeds or trucks? You want a balance. So,
to be honest with you, I would rather live in North Dakota than just about anywhere. But the fact is that we were living in North Dakota with the bad weather and everything else that's going on. Now we have this, and these people don't like it here. The only reason they're here is for the money. I've got them living right beside me paying $2,000 a month rent. And that's in a basement apartment and an upstairs apartment. That's $4,000 this landlord is getting out of an old house. I just don't see it making any sense.
You know, Jim, you mentioned the struggles, and the reason we live here is because we like living here. We love North Dakota. That's why we're here. You talk about the weather as being a trial that you have to live through. You kind of equate it to the oil boom. It's the same thing. It's just one of those other things that builds North Dakota character, isn't it?
It is, but the fact is, this is never going to go away.
That's a good thing, though. I mean,
it's never going to go away.
Right, I agree with you, Jim. I don't think it is going to go away. What is going to go away is the impacts to the level they are now. In other words, when you build more roads, build more homes, build more stores, and you have more supply to be able to catch up with this. I mean, this happens so fast. So I think you're right. This, as in the boom, is not going to go away. What is going to go away is the pain from the speed at which it all happened. But you're voicing something that a lot of other folks say. So appreciate the call, Jim. Thanks. Others waiting. We better get going to these other calls.
Jim, thanks for the call. I think one of the things though with Jim's point is what people need to realize is until things catch up, you're almost skipping a generation. There's a generation that's going to be lost between getting in on the economic boom and what's been missed. And, you know, there's going to be a little disconnect there, and there's going to be some. It's going to take some time, Scott.
It is. That's the catch up you're talking about. No question about it. Yeah. And I don't think. Whether it's Governor Dalrymple or anybody, you should discount those kind of feelings because there's a lot of people who just shouldn't go back the way it was. My point is it's a challenge. We ought to manage it. It's a problem or a challenge, depending on if you look at the glasses half full or half empty. But it's here, so manage it and fix the bad so that the quality of life stays there in the great state of North Dakota.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Gloria? We got you back.
Yes. I'd like to comment on the graduation from the, what is it, sixth grade to the middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're coddling our kids too much. Yes, I think they need, I'm a grandparent and I love my kids and I do it too, but I agree that sometimes we go overboard. the kids that get to expect this stuff. And I don't think a big issue needs to be made of it.
So Gloria, you agree with me?
Yes, I do.
God, I told you. I got you.
Even though. I think, well, I'm a little older, and I guess my values are probably a little different than some of the younger people. But, yes, when they have a major accomplishment or something, I think that, yes, we need to acknowledge it, but not at graduation.
All right. Appreciate it, Gloria. Thank you very much for keeping score here. Bruce Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Bruce.
Morning, Scott. I love this new show, by the way. This is fantastic.
Boy, thank you, Bruce.
Yeah, you guys are great. Steve, I'm in your corner, brother.
I love it.
I tell you, when I was managing a restaurant just a few years ago, and I had a 21-year-old who couldn't show up to work on time. She couldn't show up to meetings and adhere to company policy. And finally, after the fourth time of writing her up, I said, "I'm sorry, you're terminated." And she was blown away. "You're firing me?" Yeah.
Yeah, you're supposed to do your job.
Right. A couple generations actually think that things are just supposed to happen. And to make my point even more, My son graduates this year, Scott, and when he was talking to me about his graduation a few months ago, we were making plans to go out to Utah, he was telling me how he had to get above a 50. I said, "Above a 50? He says, "Yeah, I'm a 49, and I got to get above a 50 to pass." I said, "What?" I was blown away. It's to answer Larry's question that he never lets you do, Steve, Larry, nothing wrong with tradition if they kept the standards. The standards have been dramatically decreased for all these generations below us.
Well, I should add this. In our case, our kids go to Catholic school, and graduation is as much a spiritual celebration and a preparation for servant leadership that comes next at high school from graduation. So there's a little bit of a different element here. In general, right. I think you're right. I think we tend to, in this society, coddle kids too much. I think, however, a recognition of an accomplishment, hey, I finished elementary school, I'm going to middle school, I finished middle school, I'm going to high school, it's not a bad thing.
Job as a kid, and that's
going
to
over
school.
The top. Appreciate the call, though. We're going to keep going here so we get everybody in. Nick and Bismarck is next. Oh, we don't have time for Nick, do we? Nick, hang in there. We're going to put you
first
with the governor
after the break
when we come back. Governor Jack Dalrymple will join us, and Nick from Bismarck on his comments. He wants to talk about the comments Jim made about the oil boom.
2-1, by the way.
You're keeping track, aren't you? This is What's On Your Mind. 701-258-0550. Don't go away.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit butlermachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schult and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
I'm sailing away, set an open course for the virgin.
This is What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hannon. Our toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550, from the studios of 550 K-Fire Bismarck, 910 KCJB in Minot. AM 1100 Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, and KTGO 1090 Talk Radio in the Bakken, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Williston. We appreciate you listening. Governor Jack Dalrymple is here, and he is fresh off a tour of Northeast North Dakota. Hello, Governor. How are you? Oh, he's not here yet. Okay, all right. Let's go to Nick and Bismarck wanted to get in anyway on some comments that Jim had made earlier, and then the governor will be here shortly. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Nick, are you there?
Can you hear me?
No,
yep, we can hear you, Nick.
Okay. All right. Hey, I'm doing well. I just wanted to kind of reiterate what the last caller had said to you. Love your guys' new show. This is the second time I've called in, second time I've got on. I've emailed before. You guys always read my emails.
It's your show.
I really, really like the new show. I do.
Thank you.
I just want to make a comment. I was listening to the caller, Jim, make some comments about how, you know, bad this oil boom is for the state of North Dakota, and I just grind my teeth. You know, I'm 32 years old. When I graduated from high school, I left this state, like a lot of people my age. One of the best things about this oil boom is we're keeping our young people. When our young people get out of college, get out of high school, you know, the only option is not to leave the state. There's so many opportunities for our young people now that we didn't have 15 years ago. That's probably one of the best things the oil boom is doing for our state. You know, our young people are probably our most precious commodity, and not to be exporting them elsewhere is invaluable. I don't know. I could go off on a rant here. I think that caller Jimmy said that it does absolutely no good for the local people. Look at all the small town business owners, the people that went through bad times, that, you know, are able to build new houses. They're able to, you know, hire new employees. Yeah, they're probably having to pay a little more, but those are good paying jobs for those people. Their employees may have to pay a little more rent, but this is a long-term investment. Like you guys said, the prices of housing and things are going to come down eventually. It's not going to continue rising like it has for the last 20 years.
Well said, Nick. Appreciate the call. Thanks for letting us know what's on your mind today. And I think that balanced off the comments of Jim from Minot earlier
Well, it's nice seeing, and it goes back to that billboard argument, it's nice seeing that influx of population here in North Dakota with opportunities of North Dakota kids staying in North Dakota, which 10, 15 years ago wasn't the case. Our kids were disappearing off to Minnesota, Minneapolis, St. Paul, because that's where the jobs were in a lot of cases.
And a very good point, our next point, talking about the difference it means for generations to have kids stay. Governor Jack Dalrymple is on our newsmaker line now. Hello, Governor. Welcome to the program. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Governor.
Before we talk flooding, which I know you had a chance to view some flooding, I just want to have you quickly weigh in on that debate. We had a caller from Minot call, hey, the price of everything's up. There's accidents. My way of life, my quality of life is terrible. There's nothing good in the oil boom for locals. And a fellow, Nick, from Bismarck called and said, wait a minute, generations of kids will stay here now. There's great opportunities. Where do you come down on this debate?
Well, you know, of course that, you know, there are the good things, and the bad things that, you know, are both part of the story, Scott. I mean, nobody would try to say, oh, it's all good or it's all bad. But on balance, you've got to say that, you know, the opportunities for people, the economic prosperity that is taking place, really the, just the increase in the opportunities for people, to stay in North Dakota and build a life for themselves and have some, economic opportunities, really overwhelm, you know, the other things that, people have to put up with. I think when I talk to people out there, they're saying, yeah, it's hectic and yeah, there are some real challenges here, but, you know, they certainly, would not wish it to go away.
Governor, this is Steve. You're up touring Pima County and some of the flooding that's going on up there. We had an opportunity to talk with Mayor Breezy of Cavalier yesterday after the evacuation. What are you seeing up there today? What are some of the dire straits that Pima County is experiencing right now with the spring flooding?
Well, they really had a remarkable weather event up there, and it has really caused some serious effects. I had an opportunity to do a helicopter observation with the state water engineer yesterday. The lake in the Icelandic State Park is, you know, full right to the absolute brim. There are reports that rainfall amounts got up to as much as 9 inches in places west of Cavalier. And all of that comes down out of the higher ground, you know, in a series of tributaries. There are actually 9 dams west of Icelandic State Park. I never had any idea there were that many earthen structures up there. But all of them were overwhelmed. And needless to say, this is the all-time event for that area. The problem is that, you know, this is an earthen dam at Icelandic State Park. And even though it's holding very nicely, it's not designed to have that much water pressing right up against it like day after day. So you have to observe it very carefully. You've got to be sure that that earthen structure is not getting super saturated. And just be sure that, you know, you have the trucks and the materials there and the one-ton sandbags and the things that you need for a quick response. As I understand it this morning, things are going well. It is beginning to taper off. And, of course, if we can just get it going down, I think everybody will breathe a sigh of relief. But the mayor of Cavalier did absolutely the right thing. There's no point in taking any chances. And he said, let's get everybody out of town. We don't want to have something happen in the middle of the night and have it turn into a catastrophe.
Governor, how long will the Renwick Dam potential failure be a concern? I know there's a forecast for more rain throughout most of the Memorial Day weekend. How long are they saying this is going to be a concern?
Well, I think it is day by day, Scott, but you know, the spillways on most of the upper dams have stopped operating, and that means that the amount coming into the lake now is going to taper off, and then we will begin to gain. there is a huge amount of water coming out and into the Tongue River there because of the head pressure on that box culvert there. They told me yesterday there's nearly 1,600 cubic feet per second coming out of that box culvert. That's a tremendous flow. And, you know, given a little bit more time, I'm sure we're going to be able to gain on that and get that lake down a bit. That relieves the pressure on the earthen dam, and it gets safer and safer. I doubt if there's any rain event, you know, that is going to be a big issue. I mean, even an inch or two of rain, you know, the system can deal with probably at this point, just so long as we don't have another one of those epic rains over the weekend.
Governor, what did you see in terms of overland flooding as far as affecting the farmers up in the area?
I tell you what, we came in, of course, by air, and I don't know that I've ever seen so much, you know, flat water over such a large area as there is around Grafton, Crystal, and on up to Cavalier and further north from there as well. Tremendous amount of water backed up, water standing on fields everywhere. You know, it is a really an amazing amount of rainfall in the northeastern part of the state.
You were in Grafton yesterday as well with Senator Tom Campbell and the mayor of Grafton, Chris West, and took a look at the flood protection, you know, setup they've got there along the Park River. How's things looking in Grafton?
Very wet. You know, the water is still standing off to the west of Grafton. I believe that they crested last night. When I was there yesterday afternoon, it was still rising. You know, they had a near record crest a few weeks back from the spring runoff in Grafton, and now here they are again, you know, with a rain event. So they've had quite a season on the Park River. And there was a lot of talk, again, about getting a diversion done around Grafton. You know, people are tired of having to deal with levees and monitoring and sandbagging, like, you know, year after year.
Who's monitoring the dams, Governor, and is going to make the call on when people can get back into their homes in Cavalier?
Well, we have 50 guardsmen up there and several helicopters and, of course, a lot of trucks and equipment. The mayor, with the advice of our state water engineers and our emergency services people, you know, will make that call. But I think he's hopeful that he's going to be able to put out the word that people can come back today. But you will... You'll have to stay in touch with Ken Breeze, the mayor of Cavalier. He's the one that will put out that information.
Final question for you. Governor Jack Dalrymple with us, by the way, who toured yesterday northeast North Dakota in the areas of Crystal and Grafton, Cavalier, experienced some flooding. About a half a minute for your answer on this one. But do you see any additional state help being needed, Governor? They need anything else?
Well, we will stand by them as long as they have any kind of a situation going on, and I think that you know, it's nice when we can see that the crest has occurred, and you know, we're beginning to go in the right direction. But we will be up there probably as early as next week, beginning damage assessments. I think that part of the state is going to probably earn an emergency disaster declaration, and we will begin to add up the damages, and I think we will probably be in for FEMA assistance before long.
Well, thank you very much, Governor. Weather roundup when we get back, and your calls next. Governor, thanks for keeping us apprised of what's going on in northeastern North Dakota and Pembina County.
You bet, Scott. Steve, good to talk to you again.
Thank you much. It's What's on Your Mind.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
At Butler Machinery, we're not just about track tractors. Butler now offers industry-leading wheeled tractors. For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% financing for 60 months on Challenger row crop tractors like the MT5 and 600D series. From top to bottom, end to end, these high-horsepower row crop tractors from Challenger prove their proficiency day after day, field after field. And with 0.9% financing for 60 months, now is the time to contact your local Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today.
Hi, Kent French with Lichty Homes, inviting you to a Lichty Sales Center near you. If you live in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Montana, Lichty Homes is the leader in quality homes. We offer the top two manufactured and modular homes, Schultz and Bonavilla. See these quality homes at a Lichty Homes Sales Center near you. Bismarck, Jamestown, Minot, Rapid City. And remember, Lichty Homes has a finance package for you.
Soybeans. North Dakota soybeans. Did you know soybean production has expanded to the west and the north in our state over the last decade? There's now 6,000 soybean producers in North Dakota, contributing to a checkoff program. And that investment is paying significant dividends in the areas of research, domestic and international marketing, promotion and education. Through the involvement of both the North Dakota Soybean Council and the association, you receive timely and accurate news and information of value, and your pulse on the programs underway to help you become more successful and profitable. Find out more at ndsoybean.org. ndsoybean.org. Subscribe to the North Dakota Soybean Grower and find out more about the North Dakota Soybean Council. Better opportunities, delivering you valuable news and information to North Dakota soybean producers and all of North Dakota's agriculture community. Check out their website, ndsoybean.org, for more. ndsoybean.org.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennen on KFIRE 550, as well as KCJB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and AM 1090 The Flag in Tioga across our great state. What's the weather looking like over on your side of the state there, Scott?
It's nice. We actually have the warm spot, 58 degrees in Fargo. It's clear, sunny in Bismarck and Minot at 53 degrees. And as I'm looking at the forecast here, you're talking sunny and 69 today in Fargo with an east wind at 6 to 8. If I look at Bismarck, 70, but a bit breezier in Fargo.
Yeah, a little breezy out here. In fact, we do have a wind advisory in effect for southwest North Dakota today. Strong winds for McKenzie, Dunn, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Slope, Hettinger, Bowman, Adams counties. 35-mile-an-hour winds developing today, gusting up to 50 miles per hour today. So if the field's a little wet, maybe that'll dry that out.
Minot, same thing, sunny 69, but winds gusting as high as 29. Dickinson, 68, windy as well. Talking a 41-mile-an-hour top-end predicted gust in Dickinson today.
We actually have the Capital City Carnival in Bismarck today, and they were suffering through some rain earlier last weekend. But I think with that staycation you were talking about, it might be a good weekend to go to the Capital City Carnival up at the Gateway Mall here in Bismarck.
Any weekend's a good weekend for a carnival.
Oh, yeah.
Tioga, 69 and sunny today, but breezy there too. Gusts as high as 33 miles an hour. But you know, not bad today. At least we have sunshine and other than the wind and a good chunk of the state, pretty darn good. But there's one pattern as we get into Friday in every one of our listening area cities or in our affiliate cities. You know what it is?
What is that?
Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Kind of hit and miss, though.
Well, Monday looks a little more hit and miss, at least.
All weekend. I'm trying to be positive here, Scott.
Oh, are you really? Yeah.
Yeah, I started out all wound up. I'm trying to be positive now.
As I look
spin
at
on it.
Good example. Monday, Fargo, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, but a good chunk of the weekend is more along the lines of 40. Now, Bismarck, here's what you're looking at in Bismarck. 30% chance on Memorial Day, but 40% chance Sunday, Saturday night.
You know what I might start doing?
I can't find any positive in this. What are you going to start
doing? Hit and miss. You know what I'm going to start doing? Taking a look on Fridays and see who has the best weather. If it's Minot, I'm going to go out to Minot. If it's Tioga, I'm going to go out to Tioga. Williston,
good idea.
I'll go to Williston. Medora, I'll go to Medora. Dickinson, I'll go to Dickinson. Grand Forks, I'll go to Grand Forks. Whoever's got the nicest weather, I'm going to go there.
There you go.
I got a couple emails, too.
You do? All right. We'll get some calls, some emails. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? By the way, Doyle Johannes, who's the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, will talk about a challenging growing season to start for this year and also their take on the farm bill debate that's happening in Congress right now. And we'll meet the new director of the Department of Transportation at the bottom of the next hour, so we have lots more to go. All right.
Got an email back.
Emails and I'll go to good calls.
I got an email back from Terry Steinwand from Game and Fish. Of course, he was our guest on Monday along with Randy Kreil. The question on the bow fishing with crossbows. He said, Steve, sorry for taking so long to get back to you. This ended up in a meeting after the radio show, blah, blah, blah. He said, answer for the caller's question on using crossbows for bow fishing. There's no good biological rationale behind it. It's been on the books for years, and since they aren't legal for deer hunting, at least until recently when they were made legal for a deer gun license and during the deer gun season, it was decided to do the same for bow fishing. With the change in the law, it's time to review this again. The Fisheries Division will be meeting in the next few months to discuss potential changes in the new fishing proclamation, and I've been assured they will discuss this issue, so there might be a change for next year. On the issue with the application for a crossbow permit, he also sent a link to the Game and Fish website. So, there you go. The caller that called in and asked about that, we find the answers for you.
All right, there you go. And by the way, somebody just emailed, what's the temp in Dickinson? 54. Tioga, 54. So the oil patch holding at 54. A little cooler in Bismarck and Minot at 53 and 58 in Fargo. How about that?
I have another email on our little weigh-in, by the way. Kevin emails the studio. He says, I'm with Steve. Larry seems to have the attitude that one gets from getting rewarded from everything that one does in life. He also says, kids are soft now. They need to really earn things to appreciate life. That's another one in my column, Scott.
Yeah, you're winning in a landslide right now. Yeah. Debate.
Hey, I was raised by my grandparents. I was raised old school. You know what? Toughen up. Nothing was handed to me. Nothing. You know, you did your job, and that was what it was expected. You did what you did growing up, and that was expected.
I'm not going to be on the opposite side of that debate in any way, shape, or form. I agree, but I also think there's appropriate times for recognition of accomplishments, and that's where we differ a little bit. We also had a debate about the energy boom, whether it was good or bad for North Dakota, and our next caller wanted to weigh in on that because we had folks on each side of that from Bismarck and Minot calling earlier in the hour, and now Grand Forks wants to weigh in. So, Mark, Grand Forks, you got a minute on this. Go ahead, quick.
Yeah, Williams County is one of the oil patch counties in North Dakota, and County Commissioner Dan Kayla was on KFYR about 2 months ago. He said that just the roads in his county will cost $1 billion, $1 billion tax dollars to get them back in shape. And he made the point that the oil's been in the ground for 1 million years. What's the rush? And even the cheerleaders for the unchecked growth and the oil boom say it's a long-term play. It's not a boom and bust cycle. So what's the rush? Clearly the governor and the Industrial Commission could have managed the growth in the oil patch that could have mitigated a lot of the problems with the high rent, the safety problems on the roads, etc.
How would you do that? Just real quick, how would you do rent?
A minute.
You want price controls on rent?
Well,
how would you
do
that?
You're the one that wants federal energy mandates, Scott. Don't tell me you're not for government intervention in markets.
My goodness, we're going down a rabbit trail we don't have time for, but appreciate the debate continuing right here on What's On Your Mind. More coming up straight ahead. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken roofs. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking with LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge. You'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. 571-7702 or click bensdiscountsupply.com. For camping, home, or bug out location, bank on bensdiscountsupply.com.